Hawaii is probably more open to alternative medicine than many other places. Her cultural mix has added herbalists, acupuncturists, and any number of alternative practitioners into the healthcare mix, some of them with beneficial results, some without. We often hear of their supposed benefits through word of mouth, and Dr. Mel Borens, author of A Doctor's Guide to Alternative Medicine, What Works, What Doesn't, and Why, elected to take a more rigorous approach. He's on Maui to talk about his book. He's on the line with us this morning. Good morning.
Hey, Chris. Good morning. Hello.
I'm glad to have the opportunity to talk to you, because as I was looking through your book, it occurs to me that so many of these alternative remedies come recommended by non-professionals. Your friend tells you that to take echinacea or St. John's wort, or they tell you about acupuncture. Have you found that to be true?
That's exactly true. You know, most of the stuff comes from the internet, from people, you know, friends, relatives, and also from health food store people who work there.
And it's getting medical advice from somebody who hasn't studied medicine is a pretty dicey proposition, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, I had a patient on Thursday who came in and was taking something, and I said, "Well, who told you to take that?" And they said, "Well, the person, you know, at the health food store." Now, I'm not knocking people who work at health food stores. I think they're very knowledgeable about lots of things. However, you know, to be prescribing something to me is a bit awkward.
It's more than awkward. It's downright scary in some cases, yeah?
That's right. Yeah, sometimes it can be.
So what you've done is look at the things that get recommended by word of mouth and applied things like double-blind studies to them, right?
Exactly, Chris. You know, the randomly assigned double-blind control trials are what we as medical doctors believe tell us whether something works or not. We compare it to a placebo. The people who are taking it don't know they're taking it. The people who are giving it don't know which one they're giving, the placebo or the real thing. Yeah, so that's what we in medicine use as a basis for making decisions about what to do for people.
Well, because you've eliminated all kinds of very unquantifiable, unscientific variables, right?
Exactly, Chris. We take away the placebo effect, which is large in a lot of situations. We take away, you know, sometimes things do work and for some people, but not necessarily for people when you look across a large numbers of people.
One of the things, Doctor, that I think would really muddy the waters here is that whole thing of the placebo effect, because if you're not that sick and you think a remedy is going to work, it's going to work, right?
Well, that's true. You know, the power of the placebo is, you know, we all understand that it has an impact. You know, some people believe 30% effect from the placebo. Lots of studies are being done, I talk about in my book about the studies that show how powerful the placebo can be. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with the placebo. It's a wonderful ally for healing. But we can't rely on it as a guide to, you know, tell us what to do or not to do.
It'd be great if it worked in more cases. You could just sort of persuade somebody that they were going to get better, right?
But exactly. You know, the body is an amazing healer, and we have the potential, you know, to impact, you know, how we heal. But, you know, there's certain conditions, you know, you could think all you want that you're going to get better, and you're not going to get better, right? It's the placebo won't be much help in those situations.
Of the different alternative medicines, and you go case by case through alternative medicines in your book, are there some that are just flat out don't work and are a waste of time?
Well, there are a lot that don't work. I, in my book, I don't talk much about what doesn't work so much, because there is so much that doesn't work. I'm you know, colonics is an area that I've seen some harm with.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of not a big fan of colonic therapy, not to say that some people don't get some benefit, but I've seen some harm, you know, from it. And so I'm you know, that's one kind of approach that I'm kind of not so supportive of.
Well, let me just ask you about that, because I've wondered about that myself. There's this new passion for cleansing the body, which was, after all, designed to hold a certain amount of waste material at any given time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, cleansing is really back, you know, it goes back a couple hundred years was a big theme. You know, there's no question that when we eat healthy, we put healthy things into our body, that makes a very positive impact. And that's about, you know, the extent of what I could say about it, you know. Cleansing diets or things like that, and flushing the body and all those things, I'm not really sure have been backed by science. Again, I don't say it doesn't work. I just haven't seen the research that shows that it makes a difference.
Do you find it an object of concern that an awful lot of medical advice gets passed around without benefit of science?
Some medical advice, even from physicians, you mean, gets passed around, sometimes not even supported with science. It's true. And it does concern me because I see some of the harm. Somebody takes a herb, they think they're doing themselves good, but it impacts on their kidney, and they get kidney damage from the herb. And, you know, sometimes it's not always clear what's causing the problem. People present into the emergency with poisoning from lead, for example, that was contaminated from a herb that they bought back in Hong Kong or in China or in some other country, and no one really knows, well, what's going on here until you kind of look at all the things that the person's taking and say, hey, you know, when you started that herb, your kidney test or your liver test started to go down, you know, start to be abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I worry about. Or somebody who's avoiding getting medical care for a curable condition because they imagine that an alternative approach will work. Reminds me of a man with colon cancer. He was using a herbal tea because he was constipated, and he was using this for months and months and months, and he came to my office, and I diagnosed that he had colon cancer. He had surgery, and he was completely cured. However, he was thinking he was doing himself benefit by taking a herbal tea, for example.
When he was, in fact, postponing needed treatment at risk
exactly.
for himself, yeah?
Yeah, there's curative treatments. Doctors do have approaches that work and are successful. And, you know, sometimes if you delay getting treatment for a condition, it just gets worse.
Well, Doctor, I thank you for taking the time because it really seems in the direction of kind of unmuddying the waters, yeah?
Yeah, you know, there are approaches in alternative medicine that have been supported by science. There's randomly assigned double-blind control trials that show that they work, and I think, you know, that's an important thing to understand as well.
It certainly sounds it. Thank you so much, Doctor. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Dr. Mel Borns is the author of A Doctor's Guide to Alternative Medicine, What Works, What Doesn't, and Why. He'll present a free lecture next Saturday and Sunday at 6 p.m. at the Barnes & Noble Bookstore in Lahaina, Maui. Thank you.